Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
This time around, focused on all things to do with the South African economy and the recent update we heard from the president last night, not only adjusting the country's alert level to level 3, but also making some pronouncements around certain elements that government will provide in order to provide relief for small and medium enterprises impacted by the recent looting and ongoing lockdown restrictions, and of course the extension of the 350 Rand social grant relief program until March of 2022. To help us unpack this and of course some of the economic themes that need to be explored to rebuild, to invigorate the recovery that we so desperately need in South Africa's economy, we joined by our guest, Putuma Qobule, founding director at the Center for Economic Development and Transformation. Putuma, thank you so much for agreeing to touch base with us again this evening.
Yes, Gugu, thanks for the invite, yeah.
Thank you, sir. I must tell you that this conversation is quite deliberate because in conversation last week, you highlighted that there is a report that you have published indicating that there are 11 options for the government to look at. And one of the key drivers, though, that you brought home was the fact that government needs to spend in order to rebuild South Africa's economy. And perhaps I'd like to use that as the basis for this evening's conversation to really drive what we're spending on, where the money is coming from. Are we spending on the right things and the kind of return that we can anticipate? But let me first start by getting your view and your feedback on the president's pronouncements last night regarding the extension of the social grant, and whilst we don't know the figures just yet, the additional support that business will receive.
Okay, so firstly about the president had no option but to reintroduce the SRD grant. But I think what was welcome was the fact that many social, feminist activists had complained that the grant was discriminatory against women who had children. So caregivers couldn't benefit from the grant. So what he did, he corrected that, and women with children can benefit. Now, the question is, how many beneficiaries are there? So according to one understanding, which is my understanding, there's going to be 7.1 million beneficiaries as last time, and then 5.3 million at about 5.3 or 5 million beneficiaries in terms of the SRD grant. That's my understanding. The other one is that it could be just the unemployed women. Mm-hmm. So we're not sure about which of the two is, yeah. But mm-hmm. talking to government people today, they did think it is the 7.1. But anyway, if it's a high one, it's going to be a welcome boost to the economy. I calculated that it's about 35 billion rands for the rest of the fiscal year, and it's about 0.4% of GDP. And I was reading a lot of forecasts for this year. They've been downgraded since the lockdown, since the power failures, and also since the deeper social unrest we had over the past 2 weeks. Yeah. Mm. So many growth forecasts are coming down. So this, it's a boost to the economy. It's only 0.4% of GDP, but it's a welcome boost to the economy. Yeah.
Welcome boost to the economy. So certainly means that government is spending in the right direction. But I guess some taxpayers might question, where does this reallocation come from? Is it sustainable? And will it lead to certain additional pressure points from a socioeconomic point of view in the upcoming months?
Google, so if you look at the budget, there was cash, the government had excess cash. So I was saying today, the government's actually swimming in cash. They had cash of 290.
We never hear that often, Putuma, I must say.
No, no, if you read the budget, it was 292 billion rand, that's number one. Mm-hmm. And this was because of the commodity, higher tax receipts from the commodities, that's number one. Then number two, I was reading a Business Unit to South Africa presentation. They say the excess cash could be about 75 billion by the end of this fiscal year. So the government, as the president said in his, he was very modest about it, if you remember. He says we've collected slightly more tax revenue. So the government had the cash to pay for this, and it's about, as I said, about 35 billion rand. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So quite comforting to know, and I guess a bit of a reprieve, because we do know that we do need that additional support. I'm keen to swift this now onto small businesses, because we've walked down this path before where small businesses were either offered grants or loans in order to survive the initial hard lockdown in South Africa. But we know that a large number of SMMEs were left at the periphery because of perhaps not qualifying for standard basic paperwork and compliance being a key factor there. Is this going to be perhaps a major hurdle again that just limits the number of SMMEs that do qualify for whatever one-off support the government will provide?
I was talking to a member of the family, and she was telling me that, no, you know, most businesses are paying salaries now. When the president made this announcement, they've got immediate costs. And it would have been better if the president had been more explicit as what type of support. And the deferments he announced, I'm not really going to help them promote cash. I mean, it should have been a holidays. That's what people are saying. But something that I talked for. There should have been actually like a two or three month holiday in terms of the tax requirements and the deferments that they made. You know, so I think we need to see a number as to what support the government would give towards. There was talk of a business rescue fund, and then there was talk about resuscitating the failed loan guarantee scheme. So I think the consensus is that you have to have something. You have to have a grant component for it, and then you have to have a grant and loan component, if you understand what I'm saying. But it can't be a replica of the failed loan guarantee scheme, where the banks, quite frankly, cherry-picked their prime customers and shifted loans towards the prime customers, while the majority of the people who were in need, for example, in the hospitality industry, could not get access to the loan guarantee scheme. Yeah.
So, Putuma, this grant...
I would also have liked to see, sorry, Google, I think people want to see the government wasn't committed as to how much they're going to recapitalize Sasria, but I think it's just because they don't know the scale of the claims that are going to come, but they said they would stand by Sasria as well.
And that's a major one because, if I'm not mistaken, Sasria did mention that they're able to spend about 15 billion, if I'm not mistaken, depending on the cash available in their balance sheet, as well as reinsurance that also comes about from that particular factor. But Duma, you mentioned something very interesting, though, about the kind of change and shift that we need to see for the support for SMMEs, grant and loan. And I want to top that up by saying, despite the difference in how this funding or capital is allocated, surely money itself is not enough. Don't we need to see some kind of shift in incentives, in policies to encourage more business owners and entrepreneurs to operate and to create a conducive environment for them to do so?
Yes, of course. People complain all the time about regulations towards small business. But I think, you know, right now people need to rebuild their businesses. Their businesses have been destroyed. And that, I think, is the immediate need of the businesses in terms of, I think it's more on the cash flow side. And maybe people also need, you know, helping hands in their businesses. People can just take the pressure off them, you know. So I don't know. People are asking me what type of support as big as businesses they could give towards small businesses. And they could provide, I thought, maybe technical support and different things like that.
Definitely. If you've just joined our conversation, we are speaking to Putuma Qubule. He joins us as the founding director at the Center for Economic Development and Transformation in South Africa to reflect on the president's announcement last night, expanding on the fact that not only have we moved to an adjusted level three, but of course that the 350 social grant scheme will continue till March next year, and that a figure for businesses in terms of additional funding will also be released in the upcoming months. But Duma, there's also something that I'm keen to get your thoughts on in terms of how best we equip ourselves to have a productive economy. We debate this constantly with some of my colleagues and peers here in the building about this lost generation that is currently unemployed, part of the reason why we saw the looting take place, and because they're not educated effectively, because they don't have the right skills, they are going to continue to be a burden to the tax base in South Africa. And yet we need to continue to focus on investing on the new youth who are upcoming and need to be educated. Yet we continue to witness there that the inequalities in society get exacerbated by the lockdown, where scholars have been dropping out of school in the last 2 years. How do we fix this dynamic? It's one part of the puzzle, but really plays a significant role.
But people must realize that our society is now completely unviable. You can't have a viable society when you've got 75% youth unemployment, and unemployment amongst black Africans is close to 50%, and in the Eastern Cape and in Limpopo, it's about 50% as well, according to the expanded definition. And we can't continue. This crisis can't. The government, they say they've stabilized again, but they can't revert back to normal because normal was not working before. Mm-hmm. So we have to think differently as to how we can get out of this crisis. And quite frankly, South Africans don't like to hear this, but throughout the world, countries have spent their way out of the crisis. There is no other way that you can get the economy going again, because a recession by definition means that there is not enough money in the economy. So you need to stimulate the economy. And you've seen successes as well. I was looking recently into the example of Brazil, which started off with a higher debt to GDP ratio than us, about 90%. And they had this unprecedented cash transfers to Brazilian people, about 4.5% of their GDP. It's the largest in their history in terms of the cash transfers. But Brazil's economy has recovered to pre-pandemic levels in a very short time. They had the lowest decline in GDP in Latin America of about 4%, and it was way below other countries. And now their debt to GDP ratio is going down to about 85%. So people need to understand that we have to spend our way out of the crisis, especially in the short term. And what I like to say is that when you have an earthquake, the first thing you do is to give a humanitarian response. So what countries did, more than 100 of them, they give unconditional cash transfers to the people. And then after you've given humanitarian support, you must give them the support in terms of building back the economy and building back the city of the country. So that's the way I explain it, yeah. So then in terms of building back jobs, I was looking at the expanded public works program. They have a budget, a tiny budget of 3 billion rand a year over the medium-term expenditure framework, and they create about 500,000 full-time equivalent jobs. And you're talking about youth.
Yes.
We could repurpose this thing. They give part-time jobs of about 3 months to people, and then they, you know, but now what we should repurpose this expanded public works program to give full-time jobs to people to rebuild the country, and we should expand its budget many times, because people will be doing productive things in terms of this expanded public works. They'll be involved in, depending on what you want to do, you can be involved in care economy, you can be involved in infrastructure, depending on what skills that you want to develop as a young person. I really do think that we have to look into things like expanded public works program and expand it many more times than it is now. Yeah.
One of the elements that we definitely need to look at as a multiplier effect, as you mentioned, but for the average South African who's a middle-class citizen, working hard, paying their taxes, meeting their expenses, has growth and ambitions of, you know, continued viable future in South Africa, will things get worse before they get better, Butduma? And I mean that for us as individual consumers who are paying more for our food at the tills, who are slightly more frustrated and perplexed about the future that we're trying to build for our children, and just uncertain about whether or not to leave a full-time job to venture into entrepreneurship, because there's just too much uncertainty at the moment.
Yes, you know, I was talking, you know, the situation is desperate in communities throughout South Africa, and you can't be immune to it. And I think it's affecting all of us. And really, the president didn't really come up with a convincing economic recovery plan. He didn't, the SRD grant was a welcome and it is a boost to the economy in the short term, but he hasn't painted a picture of what recovery will look like. And you must remember that just before the crisis, he was going on this roadshow to punch their structural reforms. Mm. But if you unpack the structural reforms, they're not going to generate the type of growth and recovery in the economy, even if you use optimistic assumptions in terms of the embedded generation, the concessioning of rail at Transnet and the Transnet port and all of those. These are things that create growth in the long term, but they don't address the short-term needs of the country. Yeah.
We've got a long way to go, Butduma. But we appreciate your insight and value it as always. And of course, continue looking forward to reading more of some of the solutions and thought pieces that you offer to abate some of our concerns. But I guess the country's not falling off a precipice just yet, right? Despite what the narrative often is with my colleagues in the media.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's Butduma Qobule, who's the founding director at the Center for Economic Development and Transformation, just helping us understand and peel back slightly at the layers of the president's announcement last night, looking to extend the social relief program. That's the income grant of 350 rand to individuals between 18 and 59. Of course, qualifying South Africans in that back bracket. And of course, relief and reprieve that will be provided for small and medium enterprises in South Africa in response to the extension of the lockdown and the looting that we witnessed. It's a long journey, but the commitment, I think, is there from various sectors of society. But we definitely need to make sure that we expedite the process of recovering South Africa's economic growth and performance.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.